From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. The project expanding I-70 in Missouri continues this week. The Columbia Missourian reports lane closures on I-70 and US 63 will begin Wednesday. These closures will mostly affect traffic around Boone County. Lanes will be closed intermittently overnight between the 22nd and 26th. The construction is part of Governor Parson's $2.8 billion project to expand I-70 to 3 lanes. Other improvements will include new concrete pavement, improved interchange designs at US 63 and US 54 interchanges, new direct connection ramps, roundabouts, and new bridges. The upcoming changes are preparations for construction on the expansion from Kingdom City to Columbia, which is scheduled to happen this summer. The University of Missouri's new Digital Agriculture Research and Extension Center is working on improving Missouri's farming industry. KOMU News reports the University of Missouri announced a new partnership with the University Extension, its College of Agriculture, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture in February. The goal of the center is to research ways of improving agriculture using emerging technology like artificial intelligence. Right now, the center is attempting to train AI to detect weeds, diseases, or nutrient deficiencies in crops. The opening of the research center comes as both state and national farm incomes are projected to drop. Bird flu has now been found in dairy cattle in 8 states in the U.S., including Texas, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio, and South Dakota. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on how the Midwest dairy industry is responding.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture thinks cows are getting sick after exposure to wild migrating birds who have avian influenza. So far, the virus seems to result in mild cases for the cattle. And in impacted herds, only about 10% of cattle get sick. Missouri dairy farmer Sean Cornelius says he's watching this closely.
Farm owners, farm managers are definitely keeping in touch with their veterinarians and other resources to understand how the situation is evolving. Not really alarmed by it, but being very vigilant.
The USDA says milk is safe to drink because the pasteurization process kills bacteria and viruses. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
Missouri is still the state with the highest number of so-called puppy mills in the country. The Columbia Missourian reports puppy mills are puppy breeding facilities that produce as many dogs as possible, usually at the expense of the dog's living conditions. Despite Missouri's 2011 Canine Cruelty Prevention Act that halved the number of puppy mills in the state, the problem still persists. There are around 900 operating in the state right now. Because of Missouri's high number of puppy mills, the state's Animal Cruelty Task Force organizes rescue operations year-round. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.